Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, 10 on ESPN 97.5.
Heavy, Matt Thomas told me they are not friends.
No.
You're friends during from 9 to 5, you're friends at work, but they don't do stuff with people who are not their religion.
Right.
Much work is there.
Right.
And it's heavily in Salt Lake City, but like Park City's not, but Salt Lake City is heavily Mormon. How are they? They're going to be, beer sales are going to go well there with their hockey team is in Salt Lake City?
Yeah. Yeah. People.
You can't just sometimes eat bacon if you're Muslim. You can't just sometimes, if you're Christian or if you're Catholic or Christian or whatever, you can't just have sex before.
You know, they've had a pro
sometime.
Team there.
Right?
They had
the
Jazz sell beer.
What's that?
The Jazz sell beer. The Jazz. Like you guys,
they sell beer.
They don't buy them.
You have to join the club.
Can you even?
I had to join a club when I went up there for the Rockets, covering the Rockets up there.
But a lot of people won't drink beer.
Yeah,
but they
No, I mean, I would imagine they're going to have the least beer sales in the NHL.
High Sprite sales.
And NBA. Correct. Or, well, I'm not sure that they're crazy about that sugar either.
No. Sugar's okay.
Okay.
It's caffeine.
All right.
So you can have sugary drinks.
Well, I'm not sure. But here's the deal. You don't know.
I do know. You can't have caffeine.
Okay. So coffee sales are going to be the lowest in the NHL.
Yeah.
Coke sales are going to be lowest in the NHL. Yeah. Caffeine-free Diet Coke might be pretty good. Okay.
Like I said, Sprite would be
They
okay.
might lead the league in Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
And Sprite, like I said, and Fanta.
And they're going. I would imagine they're going to come in last in beer sales.
They're
but they still are going to sell them there. They're still selling them there.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to go there. I'd be like, 3-2.
Well, listen, like, the bathroom line is probably not that long at a Utah game because not everybody's just throwing as many beers as they possibly could.
Could be drinking a lot of water, actually.
Well, yeah, okay. You hydrate or you just sit there. It's going to be the best place to go get a beer because there's going to be no line.
Here's my imitation of the guy walking up with the thing. Water, cold water, caffeine-free Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, cold Fanta, ice cold orange Fanta, grape soda here.
I have a friend who lives in Utah, goes to games. I'm going to ask and see if they respond before the show about beer sales and is there everyone sitting next to them buying beer. She goes to a number of Jazz games. I'm going to find out because you seem to have a very strong opinion on what goes on in that building.
Yeah. I'm telling you, well, I'm pretty sure in Utah it's going to be the lowest beer sales in the league.
No, I think John I'm
going to go out on a limb.
I think he's going to end up being right there. And 3.2 is not getting anyone messed up. You can have – it's just going to be a really expensive –
No, it does. I've drank 3.2 before.
3.2 doesn't
drink,
get
you drink enough. Lance, it's just – now if I drink 2, that's 6.4. So, I mean, you keep on drinking them and you're going – you got –
John, do you get messed up after 2 beers?
No, but you have to drink more is what I'm saying. But
I
you
know,
can get messed
that's
up.
That's my point. Do you know how costly it's going to
be? Well, that's all right. I've done it before. I've been in a place with 3.2, and I still got messed up.
Because the
cost doesn't matter. It's the goal. The goal is to get messed up, and you can achieve your goals.
You got to drink a lot more beer because the alcohol level is much lower than anything
else.
That's
exactly right.
You got to drink a lot of beer.
That's right.
And that's not going to be easy. 3.2, your Coors is like
Lance,
in the high
I've 4s. Done it. I've been in a 3.2
Where have
state.
You been in a 3.2 place?
I've been. There are a lot of places that are 3.2. There are a lot of places in the country that some places don't even sell beer. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
But there are places that are 3.2, and you have to. And you know what? You just have to drink more. That's the goal. Drink more. Okay. And it's also pretty good for the distributor because you sell more. Because
but
people 3, have to
2
drink
is an
more.
Extremely low.
No, it's actually
by
not.
Volume.
It's not.
Yes,
that low.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's the lowest. You know that alcohol. You know that vodka and it's like it's in the 12s, 13s.
Yes,
it's way. And you can have 3 of those drinks. How many beers would you have to have? 10 to get drunk? And I'm just saying to get buzzed, 3.2 is low.
Coors Light alcohol percentage, 4.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone talks about Coors Light being super, super weak.
It's and you know, guess what? 4.2. I still got, I'm able to drink three.
You drink a high, high number.
It doesn't take that many more at 3.2, Lance. Okay? It doesn't take that many
more.
How many
does it take you at 4.2?
At 4.2? I don't know, 18, 20.
Okay, case is made. Retired. No one's drinking 18 beers at a hockey game. No, that's my whole point. You got to have a ton of these things.
No, you can. I'm 18. I'm exaggerating. Okay, you can easily 10, 12, yeah.
10 or 12. Who do you know who's had 10 or 12 beers at a sporting event?
Absolutely. A lot. Do you ever see the cups that are full, that go through the crowd?
And not one person.
I don't know if you heard, but people actually drink before the games too. I don't know if you've heard that people go before the games and drink.
You drink right there in the stadium only.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Lance apparently has never been to a game in his life.
I've been to games before. 3-2, you think 3-2 is going to get you messed up? That is the weakest.
You've never tried it. You don't even know. So stop talking about it.
I drink beer before. I drink harder alcohol than 3-2 beer.
I know it. You can get that. Stop. This is an idiotic conversation. You know what you should talk about? Maestro Dobell.
All right. Okay.
Now there.
So Maestro Dobell's got a new 2.5. You can drink 5 bottles of it and you're fine at a hockey game. Okay? And there's no people putting it in their Maestro Dobell, you're not going to put it in a shoe and drink it at a sporting event. Okay, Maestro Dobell is classy. Maestro Dobell is to be had in an actual glass with maybe one ice cube, about a 2 to 2.5 ounce pour, and you sip it. It's a sipping tequila. It's great, but a lot of times people are going to use it for cocktails, which is awesome. That's not a problem either. You can use it however you like it. That's when it comes to drinks, you want to have things the way that you like them. And that's what Maestro Dobell understands. If you want a sipping tequila, whether it's Reposado, Añejo, the Cristalino that they have called the Diamante, it's there for you ready. Go pick up a bottle wherever fine liquors are sold. But, you know, if you're looking to make margaritas, might I suggest their silver or their smoke silver, whether it's rocks or frozen, it's going to kick it up a notch. A top shelf tequila at a reasonable price, that's Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you will find Maestro Dobell.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, you want to talk about that Padres-Dodgers game last night? The Padres jump out 6-1. Teoscar Hernandez comes up with the bases loaded. Grand slam, 6-5. And the Padres are able to hold them off. And the final was 6-5. Manny Machado made a play yesterday that was... I think they scored them all in the second inning. They scored the 6 runs in the second inning. A ground ball to first. He's on first. He runs into the infield grass. The throw, Freddie Freeman throws it off of his head. It goes into left field. They score the run. Still nobody out. And they put up a 6 spot on the Dodgers. And they lead the series 2 games. It can't be any better than the Dodgers being eliminated again in the division series. It just can't be any better.
With all
it can't happen to worse people.
If the Yankees and Dodgers can go away early, it's the greatest.
Yeah. Well, and the Yankees, they're tied at a game apiece. If they lose to the Royals and Aaron Judge does nothing again. Now, you know Mookie Betts was 0-22?
Yeah.
0-22, but he had a couple of hits in his first couple of bats.
He had a little bit of an Altuve going.
Yeah. It was bad. And he was going to catch the same Judge stuff, although he did have a couple of hits yesterday. But this is awesome. Detroit is tied at 1. Kansas City's tied with the Yankees at 1. The Padres are up 2-1, and the Mets are up 2-1. All the dogs are coming in.
Do you see how high the ratings are for baseball playoffs right now?
Is it big?
It's sky high. They're setting records. I'll see if I can bring them
up. Is it
still.
Because the Astros are out?
I think I saved it. But here it is. MLB ratings are soaring. It's up 41%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, Shohei Ohtani's a big reason.
Yeah.
Already enjoying the
presence of the Dodger superstar Ohtani in the playoffs for the first time. TNT, Fox, and Major League Baseball collectively posted a 41% boost in viewership across the initial 2 days of the division series on Saturday and Sunday. Within that overall boost, Fox averaged 3.64 million viewers. I mean, that's Caitlin Clark territory there.
Wow. Caitlin Ohtani.
Yeah. The average is the highest such mark through the second day of the playoffs in the playoff round since the network's Fox Sports 1 channel began showing postseason. TNT Sports, meanwhile, generated an average of 2.6 million viewers. So it's, yeah, it's really, really.
I'm telling you, I'm interested. I mean, I want to, that Padres, of course, I put a little something on the, I put something on the Padres, and the next day, Joe Musgrove as Tommy John.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the bleep? And that, but that rivalry is as good as any rivalry right now. What's the best? What's the best NFL rivalry right now? Is there one?
Well, Ravens and Steelers is always good. It's been good for a long time. I think, you know, I think what could become, I think Lions, and I think you might want to look at Lions and Packers. Vikings and Packers, still a really good one.
Vikings and Lions is going to be a good game this year.
Falcons and Saints are a good one. Very quietly, Falcons and Saints, those two fan bases hate each other.
No, they hate each other, but it doesn't inspire anyone nationally.
No, but they had a good, I guess Philadelphia versus somebody, Dallas.
I don't think there is one.
I don't know, 49ers and Rams had a good one for
it
a
was,
little bit.
It was for a while, it was Patriots-Colts because Brady and Peyton, but I don't.
Go Colts!
Why did you just wanted to play that?
Yes.
You said Colts. Is it Texans and Colts?
Go Colts!
Okay, I take it back.
Texans, Colts?
Go Colts!
I take it back. Caitlin Clark's highest rated game was 2.54 million viewers, the playoff games. And actually, TNT barely beat that with their baseball playoffs. So, and Fever and Sky in June had 2.3 million. Basically, Caitlin Clark, her games measured higher than the first round of the playoffs.
Quick, let's talk.
Astros didn't rate what
I want you to break down the WNBA Finals matchup.
I mean, it's going to be a good one, honestly. You look at what we're talking about here. Is two teams that really. No, listen, seriously.
What do you think about the. What about the travel between the two cities?
It is what it is. You're just going to get what you get, and you have to just. It doesn't. You know, don't tell me how big the waves are. Just bring the ocean in. And that's,
bring the ship in.
Bring the ship in. You don't bring an ocean in. No. Bring the ship in. And
no, that's the same.
So when I look at this, I see a lot of.
So what do you. What?
Wilson's going to have to do.
Well, what about the players?
Allison's got to do much better.
At center.
Better.
Allison who?
Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Allison's got to do better?
Mm-hmm. Wilson? Which Wilson?
No, Allison.
No, you said Wilson.
No, Allison.
Allison?
No. I meant who? To say Allison.
Allison who?
What do you? Come on, come on, stupid.
What do you mean?
You know who I'm talking about.
Do you know who's playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who?
And that's the whole thing. This really transcends names. Like it transcends.
I'm talking about names of teams.
Organizations.
Does it transcend names of teams?
This is really no. You throw no, the really names not. Of the teams out, and this is
no,
about
that,
the W.
No one ever. No, who's playing?
It doesn't matter. This is for the W.
It kind of matters.
This is for the W.
Who is playing in the series?
It could be anybody playing.
No.
And whatever, whoever
steps up. Yes, but
up.
There are two teams playing.
Yeah, the Aces?
No.
Nope.
Not the Aces. I didn't mean them.
Well, you said them.
I meant the.
The who?
Sun?
No.
Nope. Nope.
Not the Comets either.
Not the
either.
Sky. No. The Storm?
No.
None of them. Jeez.
None of them are playing.
The Mercury's playing.
No, nope. They're not.
Not them.
God, no. Bless. We're almost Liberty's plays.
Yep. There you got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you
one.
Knew that all along.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, Liberty, yeah, but, and then.
What about their best player?
And then they're taking on.
She's good.
I mean, there's a lot of good players for the Liberty.
Their best player. They're
Let's
still
be honest,
great players.
Some of the best players in the league play for the Liberty.
Well, that would make some sense. They're in the finals.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about their opponent?
Oh. What about them?
What's the name of the team?
Sparks?
No, they've been bad all year.
I didn't mean the Sparks.
Worst team.
I didn't mean the Sparks. Wait, not the Sparks. The Dream?
Not them either.
They're bad too.
Not the Dream. It's not the Lynx.
It is the Lynx.
Oh, actually.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah. I was out of town in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
I didn't see how. So they ended up coming. They ended up coming out of that series.
Yeah.
Against the Lynx who? Did? Who did they come out of that series against?
Well, it doesn't. Well, I don't look in the bat in the past. I look forward.
Gotcha.
It's on to the.
So looking forward.
It's on to the Liberty.
So looking forward, who are the best matchups?
So when I went to Tuscaloosa, I missed a lot of the results that happened because Tuscaloosa does not have WNBA results.
Understood. But you understand this is about the league. So
yeah, it's for the W. That's why it doesn't really matter who the teams are. Whoever the teams are. Which I know the teams. It's the Liberty and the Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever the teams are, whoever the players are, really, the players are irrelevant.
What cities are those?
Minnesota and New York.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to do it for the W.
But
this is for the W.
But basketball is a star-driven game. So who are the stars in the series?
Everyone's going to have to step up.
Everyone.
Everyone's going to have to step
everybody.
Up.
Everybody.
But if someone doesn't step up.
If somebody said, Diana Taurasi's got to step up, what would you say?
I would say.
She doesn't play in this game.
I would say this.
If somebody said Caitlin Clark's going to step up, you know what I'd say?
Yeah.
She doesn't play here. Brittany Griner, I'd say, hey, pull your head out of your ass, dummy. She's not in this series.
So exactly. So
I'd say Sue Bird's retired, idiot.
But normally,
exactly. Right. That's why you can't rely on this.
No, that's
Bill.
No.
You got to rely
that's
on.
That's not how it works.
Angel Wilson's not walking through that door.
Well,
to
of course,
because
she plays for a different team. But the point is,
that's what I'm saying.
Normally, the best players have to step up if you want to win a title. So, who are the best players in the series?
Everybody's got to step up. I would argue that the kiss of death. Oh, who's the star there? Was it Angel Wilson? Was it Caitlin Clark? Was it Akeem? No. It was Mario Elie.
Well, the other
and he's
one.
Just,
well,
Asia Wilson. Don't even know
long,
who he is.
That's a long
that has
time
nothing
ago.
Nothing to do with
Asia Wilson and Kayla Clark weren't alive. Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest shots happened without. Was it LeBron that hit the shot from the corner? No, it was Ray Allen.
So who's one of the best shooters in the league? That's going to be
Ionescu.
Yeah, absolutely. I see.
But that's the only one that I want to talk about.
Only one. Okay.
You don't want to talk about Breanna Stewart at all.
Now she's Well, if you want to, but like I said, I like to play down the star aspect.
So,
I like to play up everyone step up.
So name another role player for the Liberty then.
They're all important to me. I don't like to single out people.
It's like Trump's Bible verses.
It's very much like what Bible
I
what's
like
your
them
most
all.
Important Bible? I like all these players. I like many, many players on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I love the W, and I love all of the players. I don't want to single out an individual player. I want to put shine on all of them as a collective unity without names. I don't want to use names.
Oh.
Let's just say women.
You want to put shine on women.
Maybe she, her, they, them.
That, okay.
All of that,
well.
And then we're going to put some shine on. As a collective, all of them.
All of them.
So, yes, I'm excited for the W having a finals, regardless of who's playing.
You're just excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're happy for them.
Yes, I'm excited for Sabrina Ionescu and Breanna Stewart and really all of the players.
Throughout
all of the top players.
This is what you get for trying
to
make a ratings comparison with Caitlin Clark games. This is what you get.
But when you look at the ratings now, if you want to talk about.
You brought this on yourself.
He's just a Caitlin Clark fan. That's it.
Or Angel Reese also.
And
look, Angel Reese.
Does he yell stuff at the black players?
Ooh,
I don't know.
No.
You don't know?
I don't know, actually.
I know.
Do you tweet at them?
You know.
Do you tweet ugly things?
I don't tweet at anybody.
Are you tweeting ugly things at black women online?
He's just a Caitlin Clark fan.
I don't make Angel Reese cry.
Are you going into black women's accounts? Social media accounts
and commenting. Who does this, by the way? That's specific.
No, a lot of, apparently, that's the allegations.
Oh, no. I've seen it online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's people
who
it's so important. Caitlin Clark is so important to them that they seek out any opportunity to go after Angel Reese specifically. Like, no one does it to Asia Wilson because she didn't have any beef that I know of. Or that other one.
That other one.
Kennedy.
The one who hit her with the elbow on the hitter.
Yeah.
Kennedy,
and then Angel started.
Kennedy, Carter, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Carter.
Attaboy, Dell.
Yep.
Look at Dell.
I remember.
He's an ally.
I'm not floundering.
he's an ally.
They're not gonna get
he
with
named
you, Dell.
Player.
You can stop. They're not going to get with you. Okay?
All right.
What? Don't play that. Oh, You're doing that thing where, hey, don't defend that guy. He's not going to have sex with you.
Is that what that's what I'm doing. I'm absolutely doing that. She's not sleeping with you, Dale. You can take
your
tape off.
Trust me. I'm not thinking that the populace of the WNBA is looking to sleep with me.
No. Well, pretty much not. But I will say this. If you have an enlarged prostate, then you should go and see Doc Menavise.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. There's nothing more true than an enlarged prostate person going to see Doc Menavise. She has helped numerous 97.5 listeners. She really, really has. And she loves the 97.5 listener. And here's the deal is we got a lot of enlarged prostates. You know what? When you're getting a little bit older, you're 40, 50, 60, chances are you're going to have an enlarged prostate. Chances, it just happens. There's nothing you can do. Wait, there is something you can do about it. You don't have to have surgery. Wait, you don't have to get cut, have the thing put up in a bad place all the way up and then cut your prostate. You don't have to do that. All you need to do is get an IV. Because that's what Doc Menavise does. You are silly. If your doctor tells you you have an enlarged prostate and you need surgery, you are a silly, silly person. You're not a serious person. You are someone who is getting taken. And, oh, by the way, it's going to be very painful. Go see Doc Menavise. It's about 45 minutes. You sit in the chair, and she will shrink your prostate. It is a great process. The only process that you should do, 975prostate.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had Robert Saleh fired yesterday. Players had the day off in the NFL. It's Tuesday's their day off, so no news coming out of the Texans. They'll practice today. We'll see who's injured, who's going to play, who's not going to play. Drake May was named on their day off, was named the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, and his first encounter will be with your Houston Texans this Sunday. So that'll be interesting to see the Texans. I would imagine they're going to go. I dare you. You just bring the house, right, Adam? Right.
Well, you would hope
they did that to Caleb.
Yes, because of how bad that Bears offensive line was. I wonder if that will be the approach initially, or will they try to see if their four-man front can get pressure? Because you'd love to see he won't be back for another week. You'd love to see Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter just dominate a bad offensive line where you don't even have to bring the pressures. And if that doesn't happen, I don't think the Patriots will score, but it'll be more concerning if you actually have to bring 6 and 7 to get to that offensive line, because they're not good.
Well,
and it's a rookie quarterback.
Bears offensive line wasn't good, and you still brought 6 and 7.
I understand. He wanted to light
it. So you just put so much pressure on him.
I'm not saying that won't happen. I just would like
to see. And if the Patriots offensive line is better, then you want to bring 6 just to make sure that they're chaotic for him.
I don't know that they're better, and it's not saying that DeMeco will simply just rush for 4, but I still would like to see that happen, if you get there with 4, because at some point, you are going to see quarterbacks who will take advantage of you because all you can do is pressure with big numbers. I would just like to see Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson get off for a game. This is the game to do it. That offensive line stinks. You should not have to depend on 6 and 7 man pressures to affect the quarterback, particularly a rookie.
I know
it's going to come either way.
I mean, I think they did with the Bears. I would fully expect them to be, mix it up too. It would be nice if you can get there with 4. He's got absolutely no chance.
This is what,
but seven dropping.
Yeah,
he's got no chance.
DeMeco, didn't think I keep messing that up. DeMeco is a guy who wants to rush for 4. If we go back to the San Francisco days, just rush for 4, use that pass rush and drop 7, so you can be sound on the back end. But it may come down to where you may take your chances, but you have a rookie quarterback. They don't have weapons, so you probably are going to be fine with your 6 or 7 man pressures if it comes to that.
I was listening to a podcast with Kurt Warner on it yesterday, and he said if you were the quarterback czar, what would you change? And he said I would educate them more, but But on the young quarterback, he says what's happening is we're trying to get them to read too much. He said, I would take one side of the field. I got three receivers on one side. I got two receivers on the other. However they line up to defend that, that's the side that you choose. And then whatever, it's a simple read. If the corner goes out, if the corner steps up, if the corner drops back, then that's my read, and I make my throw, and I just take one side of the field with these young guys.
So you know that's what they did with Carson. I was told this years ago that Carson Palmer struggled to be a full field reader when Cincinnati first had him. I mean, this is 2001, and when they got him, and what they did after a few years was they made him more of a half field reader, where they started making combination routes where he could just read, okay, we're going to run. That's what Joe Burrow did at LSU.
Safety
a lot
came
of,
down, safety dropped back.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to read the safety, or I'm reading this linebacker. Yeah, right. If it's zone, if I read zone right away, I know I go right here, right to this throw. Yeah, and simplifying it, that's one of the things with Bill O'Brien's offense. The concern is that it's too complicated for quarterbacks. It makes you think.
Except that Sean flourished, didn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of his was off schedule.
Yeah.
Was running, and he didn't make – but I think they also simplified Deshaun's, they said,
Deshaun was on time, he was pretty damn good. And then remember the Baltimore game when he decided he was just going to go off schedule the whole game? He sucked. Remember that Baltimore game?
Yeah,
it was awful.
Well, they did stuff that made him – not make quick reads, easy reads. And that's the defense, what they want to do. A lot of defenses now are disguising after the snap. They morph because they don't want you to have an easy read. They want you to think you have an easy read, and they want to make it more challenging for you. But it is true, the fast-paced offenses, college quarterbacks are asked to do less than they ever have been. Tom Brady is old school. He's like, we got to ask these guys to do more. Because in his world, the more I have at my disposal, the more I learn how to read, the less you can stop me. I can always get something. Hey, Tom, I don't know how to say this, but A, you're an outlier from a football intelligence standpoint. And frankly, that's the league's getting away from that.
He probably could never be a coach because he...
No, you get too frustrated.
He'd get frustrated because they don't see the field the way he does. And Kurt Warner said the same thing. And he said this. He also said, in the NFL, you ain't getting to your fourth receiver, so you can forget about the whole field anyway. If you go to the three-man side, if they show that they've got the two-man side covered, you go to the three-man side, man, you got one, two, three, and throw the ball. Get the ball out, right? And it makes a lot of sense as opposed to trying to do. CJ might be an outlier. CJ might be an outlier in how good he is at reading defenses and understanding what to do in certain situations.
But even that offense allows you, it defines it for the quarterback. That's why I love that offense so much, is because it allows the quarterbacks, it's a levels passing attack. And so you start reading, okay, linebacker, I'm going here, linebacker comes down here, I'm going over to the second level. You're reading, like, it really is quarterback friendly, because it helps to make some of the reads for you. Joe Burrow with LSU, with Joe Brady as his offense coordinator, it was so fun watching that offense, because Joe was reading like a single safety, or whatever that safety does, it gives him his answer on what he's doing with the football.
Joe looks like he's still doing it.
Yeah, that's true. He'd sit there and look at it and read it, and then boom, it's an easy throw here, or if he bites at all. But what Joe was brilliant at LSU was he could read their feet. Like, he could tell if they didn't get their hips flipped quick enough, I'm going up over the top. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm trusting my receiver is faster. In most cases with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, they were definitely faster than the defense. But Tom Brady wants it to be complicated. He wants these guys to learn more. Here's the reality. We're never going backwards. It's not going to get more complicated. It's only going to get simpler. But that's not necessarily a bad thing until you get to a point where somebody takes away your options. Until somebody says, okay, we're going to take away your options. Because a Bill Belichick could always do that. The best defense coordinators are going to make the simple more difficult. And do you have the ability as a chess player to play chess against a defense coordinator that does that? Some, like Lamar Jackson, they keep it simple for him, but in the playoffs, you'll notice these defense coordinators, like Steve Spagnuolo, for example, and Peace. Wasn't Brent Peace. He was a quarterback, remember? Peace. Who was the coordinator? Wasn't Brent Peace, right?
I don't know. Whatever.
Well, he was the defense coordinator for the I think it is Brent Peace. No. Yeah, maybe it is. Well, whoever the Dean Peace, I think it was, whoever the defense coordinator was for Buffalo when they smoked the Ravens, he basically said, we're taking away this part of the field and we're forcing Lamar to throw outside. And they put him in his most uncomfortable throws, and he was bad. So that's the problem, is you get to some of these simplified quarterbacks, and that's why Tom Brady stands out. That's why Pat Mahomes stands out. What's the one thing you can take this away from in the middle of the field and they can't perform anymore? No, they can keep performing. You can't play chess against them. That's why I'm so confident in my quarterback, C.J. Stroud. There's not one single thing you can take away from him. He has the ability to throw short, to throw intermediate, to throw deep. He can throw the deep. He can throw the deep sideline throws, which are very, very hard. He can throw in cover two buckets. CJ's not really somebody that you can ease, that a defense coordinator can, we'll just take this away from CJ and he's done. That's not so easy. But most of these young quarterbacks are going to be easier to defend.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
Trevor Lawrence obviously is not.
Well, but CJ last year and Jaden Daniels this year, they're breaking the mold.
When Jaden, because he can run like Lamar, look, he is a more accurate passer than Lamar, and he runs. He is an easy runner now. When he gets outside of the pocket, he's a 4.5
He's a glider.
Guy,
and he he's can a glider. Glide.
Yeah, yeah, I think Jaden Daniels has, man. If you haven't seen this kid yet. And I don't know, you may not be watching Washington football. Wait until you see Jaden Daniels. Wow, is he playing good.
Well, I watched him all through his career. He got really good last year. Heisman good. And he's brought it to the league, man. If you redrafted right now, would you rather have Caleb or Jaden?
Jaden.
It's not a Jayden's, at least it's not a Bryce Young.
No,
CJ,
but, you know,
situation.
I had them equal. And the only reason, frankly, I didn't have Jaden Daniels ahead is I was just giving Caleb the benefit of the doubt because Jaden was clearly the best on tape last year. But I also was worried about Jaylen's size.
Jaden's size.
Let's just see how Jaden holds up because he runs a lot and he takes a lot of unnecessarily big hits.
Yeah.
And that was a concern.
He really didn't get hit that bad in college. He didn't. He glides. He's really good at avoiding a big hit. Actually, he wasn't LSU anyway. All right, we got a break. I got to talk about Hogue Landscape Services. I got to talk about, man, go to the website. I mean, honestly, if you're somebody that has a backyard that you're not completely satisfied with, be it just that you want to put in a pool, you want to put in a tennis court, you want to put in a pickleball court, you want to put in a basketball court, you want to whatever it is that you want to do with your backyard, you want to make it so that if you're going to be in this house and you got kids, you can make your home, or you want to have an entertainment center with a wonderful TV setup. And grill and tables and it can be outstanding. It's what you want, and they'll design it. They'll show you what it is on their laptop. You will see what it's going to look like. And when you go to the website and you see what they've done, holy cow, their workmanship is second to none. HogueLS.com, HogueLS.com. I mean, it is... It's first class, everything. When you see it, you're going, wow, this is something this is not ordinary. This is not, they're just not landscapers. They're exterior decorators. And man, do they make it look nice. You want to have your backyard something special? Hogue, HogueLS.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
We got Josh Pate joining us at the top of the hour. So, quick segment here. Don't miss Josh Pate. He's excellent, excellent. You're a college football fan. Here we go. We got Julian wants to talk about the playoffs. What do you say, Julian?
Hey, what's up? What it is, Josh Turkeys? Happy, Dale. So, two things before we get to the playoffs. I don't think the Texans need to bring pressure because Jacoby Brissett's been pressured under duress 47% of the time he's dropped back. Lance, you talked about them, they, she, her. You got to add father, because Brittany Griner said she's going to be a father. And then Major League Playoffs. What's the best thing about the playoffs? No Astros! Woo!
Oh, what a jerk.
Banned.
He's a jerk. I mean, talk about a jerk call.
He's probably a fan of the Dodgers.
If he was chicken, he'd be jerk chicken.
I've noticed the... Ooh, got him.
Got him.
I've noticed that, Dell, what's wrong in there? Why do you have your hands in your face? I know.
You heard what he just said.
That was so dad jokey. You know who would have said that? Jim Harbaugh.
I just went to the jerk store, and they're all out of you.
And they're all out of you. Easy T-Bones. So he's probably a Dodger fan. Most of these.
Well, he's a San Fran fan, so maybe he's a Giant fan.
He's not Julian. But didn't you? Who was that?
That was Julian.
Oh, the same Julian?
Yeah. It was Julian.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably not a Dodger fan.
Giants fan?
I don't know. Is he all San Francisco?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's one of those fans who roots for teams in different
spots. That are
good.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he's probably.
But I don't think you can go L.A. and San Fran, even if it's two different sports. I don't think you can do that.
Don't assault his sexual orientation.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He's a San Fran fan.
What does that mean?
Don't bring it there. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't say anything about his orientation.
That's all I'm saying.
I said nothing.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Every day we dodge.
Are we actually dodging anything? We're not dodging anything.
We just hope not to get hit by shrapnel.
Yeah.
Look at this. There's my.
There it is. Finals?
No, you idiot liars. It is the Connecticut Sun. You morons.
It's not the Connecticut Sun.
They had the Connecticut Sun up on ESPN.
They're wrong. ESPN is wrong.
It's the Lynx.
It's the Lynx that are playing.
ESPN is wrong. They had Chip Kelly coaching LSU last week.
They make mistakes.
Are y'all sure?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Lynx.
It's the Lynx versus Liberty tomorrow.
No, wait.
The Sun played the Lynx. Yes.
Yeah. How did they do that?
It's on their own network, too.
I wasn't talking about y'all. I was talking to the TV. No, they put the bad graphic up there.
You were yelling at us.
Stupid idiots.
You're yelling at us.
Oh, Josh Pate is next here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Morons.
So let's break ESPN. It. Let's break it here, and you don't want to miss Josh Pate. He's awesome. You don't want to miss Coors Lights either. I had me a few yesterday. 4.2% alcohol. What? That's right. And I really enjoyed my alcohol intake yesterday. You will, too. If you are a fan of cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, I don't know. Is that what you want out of your beer? Or do you want it to taste like motor oil? Like some of those dark beers? I mean, come on. No. I want to be refreshed. I want it to taste great. I want to know that it's cold because I see it on the can or the bottle. I want to know that it's going to be the same every single time with that wonderful water from Colorado. I love me some Coors Lights. You'll love you some Coors Lights as well. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. We're going to play golf again today, and I have a feeling that there may be some Coors Lights involved. If there's not Coors Lights in your life, then you're living it wrong. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.